This is Texans Training Camp Today. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Training Camp Today. Saturday off for the Houston Texans, 2 days off for us. Mark Vandermeer and I back with you out here at Reliant Park, and lots of news and notes to catch up on, Mark.
Patty, it was another busy day for the Texans, who were in pads today. They weren't yesterday, but it was very physical, and what you saw was a knock-knee situation as Brooks Reed and Owen Daniels banged knees, so Reed is not practicing, doing some individual work. It's not believed to be that serious, though. Whitney Mercer is still out with a hamstring injury, so that affects your outside linebacker situation for Friday. We'll get back into that. The big one is J.J. Watt back wearing the arm brace. We all noticed it right away yesterday, a very familiar thing from a season ago. He did some individual work today and then eventually did some 11-on-11, but when they were out of pads, I think his status for Friday night is iffy at best. Darrell Sharpton came back this weekend. That's a big boost to the inside linebackers, but then Tim Dobbins suffers some sort of shoulder problem in the morning practice, and his situation is somewhat up in the air.
Any concern about that elbow with J.J.? I mean, he says he's going to wear that this year. Originally, he told us he wasn't. Yeah. Any concerns there?
You know, he had it all of last year, and he had the brace all of last year, and he had one of the best individual seasons in the history of the National Football League. So until proven otherwise, I'm not going to doubt J.J. Watt's effectiveness, Patty. And I was watching him do some individual work. He looks okay. I think he'll be just fine for the regular season. Remember, it's 5 weeks till the opener. You have a long way to go.
Arian Foster was hopefully supposed to be back on Sunday. He was not. Gary Kubiak said not so much his calf, but maybe his back. Do you have any updates, or can you tell us anything about that?
You know, the back issue now to go along with the calf, which was improving. And Ben Tate, you know, with the hamstring issue. Look, it's Wednesday of game week today, Patty. I think you're looking at potential rookie starters on Friday that we did not expect. I think you could see Dennis Johnson starting at running back for this team. That should be interesting. He should do okay with that number one offensive line. But remember, pass protection is going to be an issue with a rookie. You got to protect Matt Schaub. We'll see how they play that. Also, outside linebacker, we mentioned Reed and Mercer both hurt. Well, you go to Braman and then Willie Jefferson. If you had told me before this camp began that Willie Jefferson might start the preseason opener, I'd say you're crazy, but here it is. It's about to become a reality, perhaps.
Yes, he goes from fifth team to first team. A great story that everybody is following. Now, one rookie that there was probably no doubt was going to start, and that's DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins, if he doesn't start, he's going to get in right away, and he's been making acrobatic catch after acrobatic catch, and Gary Kubiak loves his performance.
For a young player, I mean, he doesn't look like a very young player out here. I mean, he understands what we're doing. He's making a lot of plays every day. He's a worker. You know, and as a coach, that's the greatest gift you can get when you get a draft choice and they come in. You know they're good players or you wouldn't draft them, but when they've got these tremendous work habits, it adds to what you already got on your team.
Does he remind you of anyone that you coached at that age?
I don't know. He moves a little bit like Rod Smith to me, a player that I had a bunch and made a lot of contested plays, but I think they're all different. The biggest thing with him, he's a very competitive kid. You know, when it's him and a DB and a lot of bumping and grinding going on, he finds a way to make a play. And in our league, you're going to get covered. I mean, there's good people in this league, so you got to make contested plays.
Hopkins has been making a lot of people notice his abilities, and also one retired defensive back who you know pretty well, Patty.
I do, not just a retired defensive back, but perhaps the greatest defensive back of all time, primetime Deion Sanders, and we have a chance to catch up with him, but he also held court with the secondary. That and much more on the other side. Stay with us.
Drain him for knowledge, man, and insight and wisdom, because that's what this game is all about. Johnny, you know, you guys got to go to these old school cats, man.
Best part of training camp, just kind of locker room, being around the guys. I think that's the one thing that when players retire, they always talk about is just being around the guys and the camaraderie and the stuff you're able to talk about, the stuff you're able to do with the guys and on a day-to-day basis that doesn't get talked about in the media. And it's just that relationship and that bond that kind of is actually the backbone of how we are on the field. It's the relationships and the conversations we have in the locker room build that. Worst part is lack of sleep. I mean, it's just the way it gets. I mean, training camp, it does go by faster and faster for me year in and year out, the older you get, but it does become more of a grind. Try and take care of your body. I mean, the lack of sleep and the older you get, you need more time to take care of your body. So you're waking up earlier and earlier to try and get more treatment.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp Today. DJ Swearinger, a.k.a. DJ Swag. Who threw swag on you?
I guess my parents, when I was little, they did. And me growing up with the guys I grew up, you know, so I guess sprinkled a little juice on me.
Well, and the swag is evident. I mean, from day one, you've been out here, you look pretty relaxed, you look like you're having fun. Has it been comfortable for you since you got out here?
Yeah, it's been comfortable because it's football at the end of the day. And, you know, once you take care of the mental part of it, you know, it's back to regular football. So I just got to keep getting better mentally, and I'll be good physically.
You got some great veterans in the secondary back there, Jonathan Joseph, Danielle Manning. Who's kind of sort of taking you under their wing? Who are you kind of following, and what are you learning from these guys?
Ed Reed. I've been learning from him a lot every day, you know, on the field and off the field. You know, he sort of just takes me to the side, you know, after every play, you know, just talk to me a bit. And I just soak it all in and try to do it when I go out on the field.
So at this point, any kind of idea or thoughts as to how you're going to fit into this system, how you're going to be utilized?
I think I'll be utilized highly, a good bit in the dime package, me playing the dime. You know, I'm looking very comfortable at that position. And that free safety, too, you know, ain't no telling, you know, who will be out there week one, if Ed's ready or not. So I got to be ready to play free safety and dime, and special team.
A little bit different preparations this week. Now here it is Monday, heading into a week where you're actually going to be playing a game, facing an opponent, number one. What is the difference, and then how excited are you about being able to get ready for something versus just putting the pads on?
It's different because we preparing for you know, the game that I always dream to play in, and you know, it's finally here. You know, you just got to take it day by day, play by play, and just get better and work till you get to that game.
All right, well, good luck against the Minnesota Vikings. We have to take one final timeout here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. We'll talk to another guy back there in the secondary. We're going to go a little old school with Deion Sanders. Stay with us.
Let's say you're going for a deep ball, man. How do you play it? Are you attacking?
The ball's meant for me.
All right.
You're trying to break it up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it because it's really meant for me. If you're going to throw at me, that means you're trying me. That's a challenge. That ball is meant for me when it leaves that quarterback's hand. That's the whole mindset. We're not playing for PBUs. Nobody goes to the Pro Bowl for PBUs. We go to the Pro Bowl and we're known and we're on the different sports networks because we make plays. That's the thing. You make plays. A play don't care who makes it. So you make plays. Have that mindset that it is you.
Wow, great stuff from Deion Sanders. You know, Mark, he spent about 15 minutes with the secondary alongside Ed Reed, and the rookies, the young guys, could not absorb enough of his information.
Primetime wisdom, Patty. There's nothing like it coming from a guy like Deion Sanders, who has all the ability in the world. And, you know, we mentioned that he loves the ability of DeAndre Hopkins. But what he also loves is this Houston Texans defense and their prospects in 2013.
Athleticism. Unbelievable athleticism. You're talking about a team who finished seventh defensively last year. But they gave up more deep balls than anyone in the game. You bring in Ed Reed. That eliminates that. Not only that, you got Brian Cushing coming back. This team, the sky's the limit. They're 12-4 at one point in time, 11-1. They can do it. Those guys that are injured, they're all right. They're going to be all right. Aaron Foster's going to be all right. Ed Reed is going to play. Cushing is healthy again. The sky's the limit. It all comes down to who? Matt Schaub.
I like the sound of that, Patty, and I hope this defense stays healthy, because if they do, they can be better than the one from 2 years ago, the first Bulls on Parade version that did so well.
Yeah, Deion also went on to say he thinks the sky is the limit for this team. It's probably going to come down to the play of quarterback, and actually we'll have the full Deion Sanders interview on Texans Huddle on Thursday, so be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Southwest for that. But unfortunately for today, we're out of time.
And no singing today, so you'll just have to miss out. Maybe later in the week.
All right, we will see you tomorrow.